Now, let's see. I'll ask you some questions about your wife. Do you mind telling me how old she is?
She's 64.
Okay. And is she a Methodist, too?
She is now. She was a Baptist.
But you converted her.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Well, now I have a son who was a Methodist and his wife was a Baptist, so he joined the Baptist.
So it all equals that. Is your wife a housewife?
She's retired as a teacher.
Oh. What did she teach?
She taught. Well, here in the grammar school, second grade, and before she taught here, she was in Harlem, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that was the place.
Okay. And where was she educated?
She went to the old State Normal School, University of Georgia.
Okay.
And she had a degree from Piedmont, too.
And where was she born? Gracious, need some help. See, now where was your wife born?
She was born in Walton County.
Let's see now, that's where Loganville is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good Hope is.
Now, will you tell me a little bit about Dillard? Something about what it does, its economy, population, library, schools. Maybe a little
bit
about
this. They have libraries in the schools. They don't have any libraries in the town.
Uh-huh. Well, will you tell me a little bit about the Raven, the Noguchi School?
Yeah. That was built about 1930.
Uh-huh.
The old Raven Gap Industrial School was Raven Gap High School was organized in 1906. They burned out and combined that. It later became the Raven Gap Industrial School, and then they built a high school here and one at Raven Gap too. But they done away with those. Actually, they were not high schools. They were much more grammar schools.
Mm-hmm.
And this industrial school here burned out over at the Coochie, so they combined them. The Raven Gap and the Coochie school. About 1930.
Uh-huh. Certainly is a pretty campus.
Yeah,
I noticed that when I came through.
They have some real nice property.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you some of these short answer questions I was telling you about. What do you call the later part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this...
We say this evening.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before.
You mean before daylight?
Yeah. Well, what's an expression with sun in it that means when the sun first appears?
Sun up.
Okay. What I'm interested in is whether you say sun up or sunrise. All right. And what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
Well,
in the morning you'd say sun up, and in the evening you'd say
sundown.
Okay, fine. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say